the host of the podcast, Doug. This is That's What It Says in the Yearbook, a sportscast for nurses and flight attendants. And yes, those are real United Airlines flight attendants in those Olympic superheroes commercials that have been running during the Olympics and elsewhere. If you haven't seen the ads, there are two, both featuring American Olympians portraying superheroes with superhero names and graphics a la the comics, and then the athletes are followed by United employees, also with superhero names and graphics. Now, one of the spots features, among others, heroically posing flight attendants at the very end. A flight attendant actually got to do some superheroing in a second ad. Now, there are at least 9 airline workers in those commercials, and United says they are all real, including the 3 female flight attendants. According to United, Carla Gonzalez de la Torre, I sincerely apologize for any mispronunciations, by the way. She's your star with super speed in one ad, while Lisa Schiffbauer and Nico Watherspoon are in what's termed the supporting cast. They're presumably the women who get to do the slow motion hero walk in one scene and are in the team picture at the end of both ads. So you might see them around the airport or elsewhere. That must be cool when you recognize them. Whoa, it's a woman from that ad. I wonder how that is when they get recognized. Although I'm sure there's negative sides. I'm sure there's a downside to getting recognized. Anyway, Germany nearly gave us a second miracle on ice, seriously, in Olympic men's hockey Saturday night. The Germans were just 55 seconds from a gold medal. 55 seconds is when the heavily favored Olympic athletes from Russia, or OAR, tied the game, and the OAR went on to win in overtime. That game was the impossible result that nearly happened. Just like when Butler University came so close to beating Duke in men's college basketball in 2010, with the odds impossibly stacked in favor of the big schools, Butler was almost your national champion. Here, Germany, perpetually stuck behind 5 or 6 hockey powers in the Olympics, had only won bronze in 32 and 76. That's the best they'd done. They'd never once finished 4th. They had finished 6th or worse 14 times, and Germany didn't even qualify 4 years ago, seemingly a sign of a sinking hockey country. Then they pulled 3 upsets to make the final and outplayed the favorites. Had Germany won, the only difference between this and Team USA's miracle on ice at Lake Placid was the strength of the opponent, of all things. And I don't think this is American bias. That 1980 Soviet team had plenty of NHL-caliber players who weren't allowed to play in the NHL, including arguably the greatest goalie who ever lived and one of the greatest defensemen, not to mention a legendary coach. This year's OAR team was very good, and stars Ilya Kovalchuk and Pavel Datsyuk would have fit right in on that 1980 team, but OAR 2018 was iffy in goal and not as stocked. Otherwise, a German win Saturday is an even bigger upset than the miracle on ice. Congratulations to them. Nathan Lee Graham and Kim Matula from the Fox show LA to Vegas, not real flight attendants. Gonzalez de la Torre, Schiffbauer, and Weatherspoon, real flight attendants. Good night.